So this is worth noting as Facebook marks its 10th birthday. Social media has become a powerful tool for the Michigan Humane Society as it seeks homes for its orphaned animals. Kelly Stork is a social media specialist for the Michigan Humane Society. Now, we know for years members of the Humane Society team have been on TV newscasts or radio shows bringing adoptable, adorable pets. But this takes us to a new level, right?
Oh, yes, it does. It's more real time. So you post an animal and the same like minute someone can view that animal and learn all about his background history, how old he is, where he's available for adoption, and come right on into our shelter and adopt that pet.
How do you best sell an animal's assets or a character of an animal to the public using Facebook and other social media?
Well, the key is to have a really cute picture, and you can't go wrong with our adoptable animals, or a really cute video. And really, it's just getting into their background story, how they came to the shelter, and you know what kind of characteristics and personality that animal has. And people really can connect that way with that animal when they see all the background story on them in their photo.
And speaking of that, have you been able to track up any provable increase in adoptions since really turning to social media this way?
It's hard to come up with concrete numbers, but we know we've seen an increase in adoptions just because from the animals we post, people on Facebook saying that they came in to adopt that particular animal and then posting the picture of themselves with that animal in their new forever home. So it's really neat to see.
Kelly Stork, social media specialist for the Michigan Humane Society. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you.